First of all, John, I know you've been through the pre-season routine, I don't know how many times since the start of your career as player and your various other roles you've done. How different is it this time?
To be honest, it's not that different. When the last 12 years, I've always taken the pre-seasons. It's my forte, really. The conditioning of the players, getting them ready for that first game of the season, which this year obviously is going to be Wimbledon. So this side of it is normal. What's hard is I'm still doing that because I haven't got a strength conditioning coach or a sports scientist here. I'm still doing it, but I'm also manager. So obviously what it says, it's spread me very thinly over pre-season. But as long as you're organised and you get 3 or 4 hours kip a night, then I'm okay. My coaches help me out really well. And so it's difficult as in the time. But as regards to the general stuff that we do, then it's good because I can control it a little bit, and I can also, even today, we've started to talk about our formation and our shape and our ethos. So even though it's only the third day, the players are doing that well, we're already now looking at Norwich next Saturday, and we're looking at what team we're going to play, what kind of formations, what's expected of us in certain positions, in and out of possession, in transition. So it's really exciting for me because already I'm developing as a coach. Even the last 8 weeks I've spent a lot of time doing my UEFA B and really self-reflecting with the Welsh FA, and it's put me in a much better position to actually have the confidence as well as the knowledge to actually put it over to the players, and that's what's been important for me. So it's good. Yeah,
I was going to say it must have felt like a very short summer.
Was. I haven't had a I've had I think I've had we I got a week in Spain at my sister's place with my two little ones, which again, anyone who's got kids, it's not really a holiday, is it? So, but I was already, even then I was spending 3 or 4 hours a day on the phone just speaking to agents and trying to get players in, because I think it was really important that with the mass exodus that we had, that I made sure I brought my players in. And I'd had some targets for probably 4 or 5 weeks now, and I was just waiting to see if it was available, and I moved as soon as I knew that certain players weren't signing. So it's good for me, very exciting times, and they've energised me already. The lads that have already been here know what I'm about, and they've enjoyed it, and they've welcomed the new lads fantastically well. And already now we're a very, very close-knit group, which you guys can obviously tell when you're around the place. You won't believe it was the third day of a new group. It's like they're all just best mates, so yeah. That shows I've got the right people in.
Well, that's the I suppose speaks to the spirit that's been talked of by yourself and, you know, Dean and Richard O'Kellen, people before you. How far down the list of getting people in have you got then? Are you happy
quite
so far?
Yeah, I'm very happy, very happy. If you'd have said to me 7 weeks ago when we offered the ex-players, then I'd have been happy with training with 20, 21 people outside. So it's really good. It's really good that we've got a nucleus of a squad now, and I've just got to get two or three additions to really strengthen it. And then we can hopefully have a good push for it this year.
And you know who they're going to be, ideally?
I've got a good idea. Yeah. I've got 2 or 3 targets. I've approached a couple of players, but watch this space is all I'll say.
The ones that you've got, just in a nutshell, tell us a little bit about them and why you've gone for them.
Yeah, I'll start from back. I was targeting, mainly it's we've played against them in the last few years, and so I've analysed them as a player, and I've analysed their, trying to find their weaknesses, and there hasn't been many. Right. Joe Edwards is somebody I was trying to think, how can I probably work on his weaknesses? There wasn't one. So as soon as I knew then possibly he might be available, I went for Joe quite early because he's a leader, he's been a captain, he's got promoted with Yeovil into the Championship, and he's a really good, sound kid, but he's also a very driven, front-footed defender, and he's a leader. He's a potential captain. I've got 4 or 5 players in my team now, obviously with Skip and Jimmy O'Connor, who could be captains now, and that's what I wanted from last year. I wanted to try and get a few more leaders on the pitch. So he was one who was the main target. I wanted to be a defensive player. I wanted to make sure we were solid foundations, lay your foundations like I did with my fitness, lay it and then build on from that. Jason McCarthy's one who's been with my best friend Gareth at Wickham, so that was a difficult conversation because I had to call him and tell him I was taking his, one of his main players, but he was happy for Jason because the progression is Southampton wanted him to come League One, but he's already, I can see a bit of me in him. He's technically better than I was, but his attitude and his work ethic and his will to win and the desire and his teamwork is fantastic, and it's infectious. So he has already lifted the staff and lifted some of the players, so he'll be a big plus. Then we move in to in front, we've got George Dobson who have brought in, who's hopefully going to play some first team and come into the team with I think Adam Chambers is a great role model for him. I've buddied him up in the as a training partner with Adam. If he can get Adam's discipline and professionalism into his game with the technical ability he's got, then he could be quite a special player. Hopefully that'll be with us, and we can play a part in his development to be a top Premiership player. Moving on from that, Oz Toomer, we know about, my first signing, and he's been a bit of a thorn in my side last year, and I've watched him and thought he's somebody I'd hate to mark. He's one of them. He just drops into the pocket. He pulls off the shoulder. He's very fluid in the final third. He's got a good work ethic. He retains the ball better than any player in the division. So that's important for us as a technical footballing team. We need players who can look after the ball but can also create chances and score goals. So Oz Toomer is going to be a big plus, and one that the fans will think they'll enjoy watching. And then Flo Cavellia, not really well, was here on loan, great character, hasn't played enough games, still got that potential. He's a really interesting prospect for me. If I can get Flo playing games, then I'm going to take his pedigree right up, and he'll be well sought after. Flo, we've done really well to get Flo. There's a lot of clubs wanting to sign him, and I think mutually we can help each other to move on.
Yeah, he was certainly impressed a lot of people I know when he's been here in the past. As for the ones who have gone, John, I mean, because you'll be aware, most people listening to this will be either Walsall fans or people who are quite well disposed towards Walsall, and they will have looked at the players who have gone and thought, well, that's a big chunk of the leading players in the squad. How do you feel about that?
I feel nothing. It's last year's squad. They played their part, and credit to them, they deserve their chance, and I wish them all the best in moving on. But that's all news to me now. I don't spend a minute thinking about them. They've moved on. I've wished them all the best. I've spoke to a couple of them. Some I haven't. Some haven't spoken to me, but that's life. But I wish them all the best. But now it's a new chapter for me. This is my team. I'll be judged now on these players that I bring in and what they do for me. And my career, my livelihood, my kids' livelihood depends on how they perform. So I'm more than looking forward to it. These guys will put a shift in for me, and I will do everything I can to make them successful and push us on and try and get another promotion push this year.
Is it okay that the players you've brought in and you've just described are mostly very young and relatively inexperienced? Not that those who have left you are necessarily that much older, but nevertheless, the ones that you brought in are quite inexperienced. You're obviously okay with that?
Yeah, I'm fine. Well, of course I'm okay because I brought them in.
I know.
So, but you know, Sam Manton, Romain Sawyers, Paul Downing were inexperienced when they came. Yeah. So, of course, I hope we can push on and push. I want to win every game, but I'm also after a bit of realism. It might take me time to them to get them playing together. I might have to add a couple of additions. It took us 5 years to have the season we had last year. So we're more stable than we were in the first 2 or 3 years. So we're not going back 5 years. But what I have to also realise is some of these players then have to get used to playing week in, week out. But character-wise, they can handle it. Character-wise, there's no issues with these players. These players are winners. All they know is how to win, how to tackle, how to defend, how to score goals. So the experience, Erhun's very experienced, he's had 2 years repeated, but Flo's an experienced kid, hasn't played a lot of games, but his experience, he's played at a good level. Jason's played a lot of games with Wickham now, captain the under-21s. If you've got the right characteristics and the right traits, it doesn't matter how many people are watching, never used to bother me. It's the age is just a number. If you're good enough and you work hard enough and you do the right things for this team, you will play in my team.
So to put it another way, John, I mean, you just referred to when the Downing, Mantum, etc. group came in 3 years ago, however long it was. You see the same things in this group as you saw in that group, the same sort of traits, yeah?
No, better.
Right.
I see better in these. I see better traits in these players. They've all got potential in different ways. They're different types of players. These are my type of players now. Dean brought those players in. I had a say in the profiling of them physically, medically and everything, but now these are my players. These are going to represent me. They have to tie into the philosophy because I still want to entertain, but I also want to have a winning mentality now. We didn't win enough games when we went behind last year. That tells me we weren't resilient enough, we weren't robust enough. So now I need to get players who can handle pressure. I need to get players who can actually roll the sleeves up when it gets tough and just battle. And if we come out on top, great. But I don't want to lose games with be frustrated because we didn't give it a go.
Yeah.
If somebody outplays us and we give it our all, we can live with that. But for me, it's about the performance. But you need players who can actually handle the expectancy of match day.
Two things quickly, if I may. You're still waiting on one or two to hear from last year, is that right?
They've gone, their contracts have gone. Them offers are off the table, that's it. They're,
right.
That's finished with. So now it's all about new players for me.
Okay,
yeah.
Right, that's clear then.
Yeah. 30th, end of the month is when the actual contracts run out, but they had till the 20th of June,
okay.
a month after we given the offers.
But just to clarify then, so any you haven't heard from now,
yeah,
unless we've heard they've re-signed, no, that's
listen,
it.
They're welcome to call me and ask, will they still be interested? No problem, but they're on the same... They're on the same playing field as any other player now who's out of contract.
Okay.
So if they want to call me, but the deal might not be the same.
I understand.
Yeah.
And the one other thing I was going to say is, just going back to what you said at the start, actually, you know, we're going to find out how it works out over the course of the season. The results will tell us. The workload that you've got, that you just described at the very beginning there, is enormous, John. Nobody who's spent any time here can doubt how driven you are
to make this.
We know how driven you are. Everybody who's spent any time here knows that. Yeah. Can one man do all that? I think if anyone can.
When I say it's one man, it's not one man. I've got Dean and Neil Cutler, who
of course.
Met us, but it is still a lot for me because I'm one of those people. When I put myself in, I have to do it. I have to leave no stone unturned, so I can't cut corners on anything, which sometimes can make it quite difficult because I've got four children to try and keep happy as well, and a wife who's quite demanding in all areas. So, but I can handle it. I don't drink much. I don't need much sleep. I'm not one for going out anymore. I don't watch much TV. I love just learning. I'm a sponge for knowledge. I want to learn every day. I want every day. I don't want to waste it. So, of course, it's a challenge. It's a huge challenge. Like 5:30 this morning, I'm sitting at my desk, and then I'm dismantling a power rack in the gym with a pivot set. And then I'm outside setting up my prep, and then I'm setting up a circuit in the gym, and then I'm speaking to an agent, then I'm speaking to a player. But tell you what, it's fantastic.
You want this?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, it's brilliant. It challenges me, and the harder the challenge for me, the more rewarding it is at the end of the day, because I've learned something. Life's very short. I need to learn as much as I can, and hopefully I'll be successful. If I'm not, it will not be through a lack of effort. And I've learned very well to listen more. I'm learning to delegate, which was difficult for me. Because I've always done everything. I realise now you need to take a step back, delegate a little bit, come away, because I'll get quite diluted if I don't.
Sure.
So I need to make sure I have an impact. But it's a difficult one for me. It's a steep learning curve, but I'm going in the right direction, I think.